All right, everybody, welcome back to a program we call Speak My Word. We're going to be reading from the King James, picking up over in 2 Kings tonight, chapter 4. Let's open up in prayer. Father, Jehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for this opportunity today. Speak your word. We ask that you would bless the word as it goes forward tonight. Bless those that have come out. Bring those that need to be here and are not to tune into this show, we pray. Send the angels for them, God, to remind them to tune in. We pray this tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Invite the Holy Spirit of God to come tonight. Holy Spirit of God, teach us the word. Forgive us of our sins, back to the very first thought, word, deed, gesture, and action. Help us, God, not to fall, but to endure to the end. In Jesus' name. 2 Kings chapter 4. Now, there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear Jehovah. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thy handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow these vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. When thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There's not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where there was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table, and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in there. And it fell on a day that he came there, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi his servant, Call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Would thou be spoken for to the king, or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Verily she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, My head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. She called unto her husband and said, Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. He said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. She said, It shall be well. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, Drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off that he said to Gehazi his servant, Behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, It is well. When she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, Let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And Jehovah hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. Then she said, Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, Do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, Gird up thy loins, take my staff in thine hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again. And lay my staff upon the face of the child. The mother of the child said, As Jehovah liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, The child is not awaked. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon the two and prayed unto Jehovah. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked into the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times. And the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, Call this Shunammite. So he called her. And when she was coming unto him, he said, Take up thy son. And she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. And Elijah came again to Gilgal. There was a dearth in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servant, Set on the great pot and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine and gathered thereof wild gourds his lap full and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass as they were eating of the pottage that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. But he said, Then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot, and he said, Pour out for the people, that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. And there came a man from Baal Shalisha, and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and 4 ears of corn in the husk thereof. And he said, Give unto the people that they may eat. And his servitor said, What, should I set this before 100 men? He said again, give the people that they may eat. For thus saith Yehovah, they shall eat and shall leave thereof. And he set it before them, and they did eat and left thereof, according to the word of Yehovah. Second Kings chapter 5. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him Yehovah had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. I don't know if that music is apropos. I'm looking for some background music. We're going to continue here in just a minute, 2 Kings chapter 5. Let me change the track there. Let me know if the music's too loud. I'm just looking for some ambient music. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. She said unto her mistress, would God, my lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in, told his lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. The king of Syria said, Go, I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed, and took with him 10 talents of silver, and 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he ripped off his clothes, and said, am I God, to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. It was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me, and stand, and call the name of Yehovah his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned away and went in rage. And his servants came near and spake to him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, would thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, wash and be clean, than when he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. But he said, as Yehovah liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused. And Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant 2 mules burden of earth? For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto Yehovah. And this saying, Yehovah, pardon thy servant, that when my master goeth into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and he leaneth on my hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon, when I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, Yehovah, pardon thy servant in this thing. And he said unto him, go in peace. So he departed from him a little way. But Gehazi followed Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, is it all well? And he said, all is well. My master hath sent me, saying, behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments. Naaman said, be content. Take two talents. And he urged him, and bound two talents of silver in two bags and two changes of garments, and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. When he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the man go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? He said, thy servant went nowhere. And Elisha said unto him, went not mine heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee, unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper, as white as snow. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to speak your word today. Bless the hearer. We ask God that you put a hedge of protection, a wall of fire from Zechariah 2 and 5 around every person who is tuning in today, their family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them all. Guide and direct our steps, Father God. Make our paths straight. Open up the doors we need to walk through and shut the doors that we don't need to walk through. In Jesus Christ's name, God, bless everybody that came out today. Amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Love and appreciate you all. I want to mention before I go, if you go check out my archives at omegaman.podbean.com or go to omegamanradio.com, you'll find it there too. We've got six new releases from the Reloaded series, The Vault. I've got them up there, got some great deliverances on there. That's how I learned to do deliverance, listening to others, trying it out. Nothing like hands-on training. And so, some good stuff there that can be gleaned. If you'd like to check them out, they're free. I'll get the programs we did earlier today with Michael Cummins and Sister Cheryl and Rose uploaded here for you shortly. And look forward to seeing you again tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern. If you want to contact me, omegamanradio.com. If you want to support the work of this broadcast, you can do it right there. Love you all, folks. God bless you in Jesus' name. We'll see you next time. Thank you for tuning in.